back. This is your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and healing events. So first off, I just want to apologize for missing last week's podcast. Like many of you, I'm sure you're in this with me, I was deeply saddened and angered and just distraught at the blatant racism, brutality, and civil injustices that are occurring. And I also realized that in my support of Black, Indigenous, and people of color in this fight against racism, I am coming from a place of white privilege. And I wanted to both acknowledge that and also find, you know, the best way for the highest good of this revolution to use that and to, speak and act in the highest and most aligned way. So I stopped, I listened, I researched, I shared resources that I found helpful. I had uncomfortable and transformative conversations with friends of various races and backgrounds. And, you know, I attended peaceful protests here in the city. And during that time, though the protests all day maintained this energy of peace and solidarity and unity, the violence at night continued to amplify. And last Sunday and Monday, is that two Sundays ago now? Around June 1st. That Sunday and Monday, because we missed a week, were most of the storefronts in my neighborhood were smashed. Police sirens, helicopters, breaking glass was literally all you could hear until 3-4 in the morning, even with the windows closed in the apartment. And on Monday night, I went downstairs to check my mailbox. I was waiting for a check from a client. And so I went down to the mailbox and my doorman kind of saw me and looked a little bit panicked. And he told me that the drugstore right across from us had just been smashed. And he said, it's probably fine, but I really think you should go upstairs and lock the door. And later, several people texted me to make sure that I was safe because CNN showed a woman being trampled outside the front door to my building. And they were literally seeing my building, my block, all over the news. So I didn't sleep that night. And when I had a Zoom call the next morning with a corporate client, and mind you, all of the attendees had left the city. And though they had heard about what was going on, it appeared no one felt directly impacted. That was pretty clear. And it was kind of very quickly like, oh, this is terrible. Anyway, business as usual. And, you know, was I on time for my deadlines, basically? And I had a very interesting kind of tiny mirror moment that morning in that meeting. In the stark contrast of our experiences, I realized on that call that those people on the other side of the screen, they were safe in their country homes, they were away from the city, and they just wanted their work deadlines met. You know, that was really the priority. They had no idea what it was like to feel like their backyard was on fire, was unsafe. And they may have had thoughts or opinions based on the media's portrayal of what was happening just outside my door, but they really didn't know what it felt like to be in it. And this made me think further about the perceptions of those who are not people of color. You know, we cannot fully understand. So we must be careful to not ignorantly dismiss, to speak out of school in something we don't know or understand. I certainly don't have all the answers, and I'm doing the best to continue to learn myself. But I do believe we can continue to educate ourselves, we can listen, and we can work with our own special gifts, abilities, and areas of influence to best aid in this revolution of equality and love. So going back to our cards, when we reviewed our monthly cards, for June, we have the Seven of Wands, but reversed. And Seven of Wands is a battle. You know, sevens are ruled by the Chariot. They are cards of coming into victory, but it's a fight to get there. It's usually kind of somewhat of a hard won victory. And, you know, in the upright, Seven of Wands represents that success after a big challenge and the opposition coming your way. And, you know, overcoming that. The reversal, however, indicates that you may feel complete overwhelm in the process, but it also encourages us to stay strong and to persevere and to know that even if you have those moments of temporary hopelessness, of not being able to see the finish line anywhere in sight, to really hold strong to what you know to be true. And this, you know, I said this in the monthly overview 2 weeks ago, that this could indicate that the first part of the month might feel like a big challenge. And we may even begin to question, like, is there a light at the end of that tunnel that June promised us with the solstice and all the good vibes that we saw coming? But though the energy of Seven of Wands often makes us feel that the world is against us, it always, you know, inspires that us to listen to that inner voice, that inner knowing, and to hold strong and tap into that and stand and voice what we know is right. And when we do that, we will persevere. You know, we're already seeing that. Sometimes in that healing process, anger is expressed and it needs to be expressed and come to the surface. And sometimes that darkness needs to boil up to be experienced and witnessed. And last week, there was violence. One of the interesting things to me is a lot of the people, at least who I've spoken to or heard about, that have the strongest opinions against this were completely geographically removed. And I just want to say, I want to go on record saying this was literally outside my front door, outside my home. And from my perspective, I accept it and I understand it. Yes, I wish that violence didn't have to be resorted to in order to get a message across, but this has been the case throughout history. You know, it's Pride Month, a big shout out to Pride, that, you know, when we look back on that, the first Pride, the reason that I feel safe to be out as a gay woman, that I have the legal right to marry, all started with 6 days of riots right here in New York City. So speaking from someone on the inside of New York City last week, was it scary? Yeah, it was. Did I feel unsafe? At points, yes, I did. I ended up, you know, leaving on Tuesday and staying with my friend for a couple days just so I could continue to be able to do my readings and healing work that it was not conducive to doing so, you know, in this neighborhood at that time. But was it worth it for the changes that we're already beginning to see? From my perspective, absolutely, yes. But I have to say, more than anything, firsthand in New York, and friends in Los Angeles and other cities are telling me the same, there is an increased spirit of unity. You know, after all of that chaos, after the violence, after the anger, there is this tangible feeling of this coming together, this solidarity. And I think we all knew, or at least begin to realize after a while, that things were not going to go back to normal after coronavirus. You know, I sensed intuitively sensed this early on when you know, certain clients, corporate clients were like, oh, we'll be back in 2 weeks. And I was like, I really don't think so. And I don't think it's going to look like what the world used to. And I was okay with that. And I'm certainly still okay with that because I think the system was always this broken. It was always this fragile. But the pandemic lifted the veil for us to see kind of behind that. And the progress made as a result of the public demanding justice and equality based on these horrible events that occurred showed us that we should question systems that feel wrong, unjust, and corrupt. And when we question them and we say, no, that's not okay, and we come together for a greater good, for change, things absolutely can be changed. They can be dismantled. They can even be overthrown. So I truly feel this is the beginning of a powerful shift, and I hope and believe that we will continue to question rather than just blindly accept rules, regulations, practices that don't seem just, that are made by a small elite. And we will continue to come together to help heal and rebuild. So that brings us to the next card, the Lovers, which is very much that healing energy. You know, I was beginning to become very fearful before this revolution hit. And I think I spoke about this in a couple of the episodes of the podcast, very fearful of the rise of xenophobia in this country, to the levels I had never seen. You know, the xenophobia, the fear of other, the fear of anything that's different from what we know, believe, are comfortable with. And I remember seeing that spike. I don't know if you all did in your areas. I know I have a lot of global listeners, which I'm grateful to. So you probably didn't deal with the aftermath of the 2016 election the way that the states did. But for those of you in the US, I remember seeing that rise in xenophobia after the 2016 election. But again, I managed to kind of feel and stay safe inside my bubble of New York City, where we're known for not, you know, hating each other. We're known for not passing judgment, but for rather being this city of acceptance that celebrates and builds diversity and inclusion of each other. But coronavirus truly changed all that. And I began to experience people on the streets, even friends of mine, reacting with anger, with judgment, pointing fingers at the other. You know, she's not doing X, he's doing Y wrong. You know, just people you don't even know, to strangers. And something that I never experienced to such a degree, especially not in New York. So it was really hard. And I was honestly scared of that shift in the world. And then George Floyd was wrongly and brutally murdered and, you know, became this very public example of, I'm sure, countless injustices that we've been completely unaware of. Many of us have been unaware of for so long. And this could have gone in two very different ways. You know, one, greater and additional divides among humanity, or the direction that I have seen it taken, especially in New York. You know, I can only speak from my perspective. I am, you know, a 37-year-old white lesbian living in New York City. So this is from what I'm seeing in New York. I'm seeing the coming together and unifying, and the support of each other across differences to rise up against oppression and a broken system. When I left my apartment for a few days due to the, you know, the very chaotic, violent environment directly around my building, literally like out my front door, I was fearful of what I would be coming back to. And not even for my physical safety, I'm not talking about that, but hoping that I wouldn't find the city further divided, further in deeper fear, with militarized streets and, you know, policing us and citizens afraid of and policing one another. And fortunately, the result has been the opposite. Even if dark forces were attempting to capitalize on this moment to exploit us or to use this to further divide us, humanity came together like whoa. And one of my best friends, who is such a warrior goddess, who protested every single day, she has this beautiful footage. She's also a musical artist and a videographer. So she, you know, took a lot of film footage, and she has all of this footage. And, you know, what it shows is New Yorkers across all ages, all ethnicities, religions, and genders coming together out of love, out of unity, you know, demanding equality, demand that we all be treated with not just justice, but with, you know, equality and love. And so, you know, the peaceful demonstrations are continuing here. Residents and businesses are supporting the movement. We're all finding kind of our part and how we can aid in spreading the healing, spreading the love. And well, my friend in the North Fork that I stayed with for those couple of days, it was kind of like I had that moment to reset and recharge and kind of find where is my part to play. Obviously, being able to get to a stable place psychologically and spiritually to continue to heal and to continue to offer readings was a big priority. But one of the little things that inspired me there was, she has this beautiful massive garden, and she has sage and mugwort and roses and all these other beautiful herbs and plants, which gave me the inspiration of, okay, I'm going to go back to the city, and what can I do? I can hand out bottles of water, and I can hand out sage to those people protesting. Because, you know, what can I do to contribute in addition to my healing work? And I was so grateful for this energy shift. Like, when I got back to the city, it was just, it felt literally like, I can't believe the change, not just energetically, but the tangible change we've seen in policies in getting justice for the victim, you know, George Floyd and other victims of social injustice and horrible crimes. We've seen these corrections within, you know, the legal system in just a week. So I was so grateful for these shifts, but also really surprised because I had been having, and I don't share a lot of this because if I'm having negative kind of signs or feelings, I don't want to just spread fear. I want to kind of process it, see why it's coming up for me. Is it my own past life stuff? Is it really a global vision? Is it something that is going to impact all of us? And that being said, I was having really, really terrible dreams and ominous visions of martial law, of these tanks, of government oppression. Since mid-March, I kept seeing those things. And the first night I was back in the city after I had stayed with my friend, and came back to the city after all of this had occurred last week, I got home and it felt better. The energy felt better. And I had this dream that night that I was on. It was almost like this high-tech airplane. Maybe it's a spaceship. It's kind of like this flying vehicle with one of my best friends and her husband. And I was talking about how drastic the energy shift was in such a short time. And her husband, he's also like kind of a big nerd like me. So he pulls up this screen on this, like, on this ship, on this airplane that we're on. And it looks like a really complex version of the 90s game Tetris for all of you other like video game nerds out there. And there were all these pieces moving around and combining and collapsing. And he pointed it to it and he said, this is the Akash. It's always shifting. You know, the Akashic records of everything that's occurred, everything that's going to occur. And he was like, this, it's always shifting. And last week, there was a potential timeline of severe oppression, of martial law, etc. But all of these pieces unified and collapsed that timeline to create another. The way that kind of like Tetris pieces, when you line them up correctly, it collapses those lines. So super nerdy video game analogy in my dream. But somehow that made a lot of sense to me. So I'm sharing that in case that makes sense with you. Because it looks like, you know, we were on a timeline that could have absolutely occurred. And I'm so grateful it didn't. And I'm so grateful that there are so many people that have awakened in this time. There are so many people that are just spreading their healing, spreading their love. And humanity, like I said, we came together like, whoa, and we collapsed that timeline. And I'm so grateful for that. And another part, an important part of the Lover's card is that the Lover's card is ruled by Gemini. So when we think about Gemini, it's known for that yin-yang energy, and it's important to tap into that this month. Because we don't, we can be both. We can lean into one if we're normally the other to reset. On that point, Lee Harris, I don't know if any of you follow him. He's an amazing healer and kind of spiritual teacher out of the UK. I'm going to link to his June energy update because in the June update, he explained that if you're usually not kind of as outspoken, June is most likely activating that yang energy, that more masculine of like putting energy out to the world, to speak your truth, to, you know, people that are posting very actively, that are speaking out, that are, you know, protesting every day. It's that activation, that kind of yang energy. I've seen several of my friends who felt maybe a little bit directionless or a little bit like, I wish I could be doing more in this time of, you know, before this, leading up to this of coronavirus. And they just activated. They really stepped up. They're speaking out. They're feeling renewed. Like they have this purpose, this call to action that they can, a way that they can help. Whereas in the June energy update, speaking about that yin-yang energy, that Gemini, it was referenced that if you're more of a fiery extrovert, AKA myself, Sag, Aries rising, you may need to take some time this month to tap into that yin energy, that receiving, that divine feminine. And that definitely resonated with me because I'm usually super outspoken and I'm such a like, go, go, go. I remember the first protest I attended, I was 16 or 17 years old in my tiny hometown. That's very, unfortunately, so much racism. There's not a lot of people that are not white, straight, and Christian. And I remember protesting at, 16, 17 years old, a KKK rally. So I've always been, actively involved. I've always been that person for racial equality, gay rights, the LGBT community since I was quite young. So I am usually that yang energy, especially when there are situations of call to action. And I found myself very much in that yin energy that I was like, okay, when I went to my friend's house, I really needed to kind of reset and rest and access nature to really help me recharge so that I could come back better, stronger, and able to use my voice, my healing abilities to continue to help heal others. So remember that Gemini balance this month of you don't have to be all one or all the other, but if you need more of one, that's okay. And if it feels opposite to what you normally need or how you normally operate, that's okay too. It's really listening to that inner guidance system and kind of accessing both sides of Gemini. The Lovers also in that reminds us that there's no one right way to go about this. Shonda Rhimes, a lot of you may have seen this on social media because I think this kind of quote went somewhat viral, but she posted this beautiful quote last week that said, Some are posting on social media. Some are protesting in the streets. Some are donating silently. Some are educating themselves. Some are having tough conversations with friends and family. A revolution has many lanes. Be kind to yourself and to others who are traveling in the same direction. Just keep your foot on the gas. And I would add to this and keep your heart open, you know, as we all try to access the most genuine and powerful way to individually aid and be, you know, be our part to fulfill our role in this piece of our human ascension. All right, so let's look at our card of the week here. Oops. Sorry, I'm dusting my cards off out of my case because I was gone for a little bit. Queen of Cups. All right, I'm going to go through this one a little bit more quickly. I realize that I've run a bit over on this episode already. But let's go through this. I like this. I mean, I always like Queen of Cups, but this kind of complements the Lovers nicely. So this is that Venus Queen with a lot of that water energy, because Queens are ruled by water, Cups are ruled by water. So it's the element of intuition, of connection, of empathy. And this may be an emotionally charged week, and you're probably like, I can't take another emotionally charged week. It's been months of emotionally charged weeks. But it may be that we're just more in tune with our emotions this week as we lead up to that water sign of Cancer starting on Monday the 21st and the summer solstice. So the Queen of Cups reminds us to lean into those emotions, to look at them, to face them, as opposed to, you know, we've been so trained to numb or avoid them. And I think this pause in, you know, with coronavirus, this pause that we've all kind of had forced upon us has been beautiful in many ways. You know, my friend Desi and I were talking about the fact that it gave people the time to pay attention to these injustices that, you know, normally would be buried at work or like, oh, that's terrible, but I don't have time to look at that. I have all these deadlines, or people that, you know, may have resonated with the cause of I want to help, but I can't. I have a meeting at 9 a.m. I have to be at. And these people were able to, you know, have that time, to have that space to really address what was going on. And Queen of Cups is a bit like that. It's a bit like going into that water, going into the feelings versus kind of just not dealing with it. So things that are coming up for us, it's coming up for a reason. It's for us to look at, to experience, to integrate. And the Queen of Cups, most importantly, reminds us in that process to be kind to ourselves. I always say this is kind of the self-love card. When I get this, I'm like, ooh, that means I need a night to take like a bath. That means that I need to just treat myself today. So I often equate this with, because there's a lot of Venus energy in it, with that self-care, that self-love. And, you know, as a Sagittarius, I love being generous with others. And this queen reminds us it's important to direct that generosity inward as well. So this week, you know, where can we be mindful to treat ourselves with love, with kindness, compassion, and generosity that we could probably easily give to a partner or a family member or a friend? Where can we treat ourselves that way? Because it's kind of an important time to rebuild, replenish. It's almost like recharging yourself as a crystal. How would you do that? What does that look like for you? That's very Queen of Cups. So yeah, I hope that that was helpful. I apologize again for the lack of episode last week. As I said, I was working with that yin energy of the lovers and doing some, I guess, doing some premature Queen of Cups work on myself to be able to recharge and regenerate. But I'm back. I am here to support, to assist, to heal in any way that I am able to. I love you all. Before I jump off, quick couple of announcements. I always put them at the end of my episodes. If you don't want to hear them, you don't, you know, you can just jump in at the beginning. You don't have to fast forward. But here they are if you do want to hear them. So a couple of announcements before we head out. As usual, Instagram Lives back every Monday, 7:30 Eastern. So if you like me, you follow me, and you want a chance at a free live mini reading every Monday night, 7:30. The past couple weeks I have been donating. I've been working with a couple different causes. Obviously, Black Lives Matter and NAACP are great causes. I've also started doing a lot of work with Mental Health America, which has a focus on partnerships with people of Black, Indigenous, people of color, and allocating resources to therapies and mental wellness around that. So that's a great cause. In general, mental health is a huge, huge kind of cause and a part of my heart, because it's something that I have struggled with and dealt with throughout my life. So if any of you have charities that you also like, that you would like to see represented, shout out, DM me, go to my website, badassbitchestarot.com, to let me know about that. But anyway, free live mini readings, as always, Monday, 7:30 Eastern. And as you know, if you've been following me, I've been doing a lot more free online content. So some of that includes free tarot classes. They are still up and available. There's an intro to tarot class, as well as a tarot reading Q&A you can access at modernsanctuary.com. The link will be in the notes to this. The June tarot scopes are also up on BCBG. I didn't post about it because it's honestly not the most, I didn't feel was the most important thing with everything going on in the world the past 2 weeks, but they are up. So if you do like to look at your tarot scope that I do monthly with BCBG, the link is below as well in the notes to this podcast, so you can go access them there. I love you all so much. Please continue to, you know, stay safe, do everything you need to rest, regenerate, restore, and, you know, keep being the magical badasses you are. Love you. Stay magical AF.